Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you love this podcast, be sure to check out one of our other podcasts, Real Ghost Stories Online, jam-packed with real ghost stories told by real people every single day of the week. Check it out. Search Real Ghost Stories Online. Press subscribe. Here's a preview portion of one of our bonus episodes for our premium subscribers, or we call them EPPs, extra podcast people, of Real Ghost Stories Online. Take a listen. Search Real Ghost Stories Online and press subscribe while you listen. Enjoy. When a ghost or spirit haunts a home, and that ghost or spirit very much feels at home in that home that it haunts, is there anything that we can do to make it leave? You know, it's a question I wonder about quite often. Because sometimes these things, these stories we get, the spirits in the home far, far outnumber the years there than the new residents do. And sometimes the new residents are, you know, the fourth or fifth residents of the home, and the spirits seem to go back to maybe the first or the second generation that lived there. So they've been there 50, 60, 70, 80 years, 100 years. You've been there for like 3 months. And you're like, hey, you got to leave now. Doesn't always seem to work out so well. But if you walked into someone's home and they were alive and you were like that, it also probably wouldn't work out so well either. Can people find peace with spirits in their home? Can they cohabitate in a positive manner where everyone's not freaked out or frustrated or uncomfortable? On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear three stories about people and their haunted homes. I'm trying to make peace with it, trying to understand what's going on. Where a beloved mother returns from the grave to have one final conversation with her daughter in that home. And connecting the dots in paranormal situations can be very tedious at best in many times. But once everything falls into place, one man discovers the source of the haunting. Connecting those dots. And a family battles spirits in their home for years, only to discover that after finally selling that home and moving on, well, the spirits seem to like the people better than the house. They come along for the ride. Those stories and more in today's EPP bonus episode number 399 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Having a loved one pass is incredibly difficult. Scores of emotions come over you. Things that sometimes made sense no longer make so much sense. Things that don't make sense now make sense. And there's so many things. And when you look at it retrospectively, there's so many moments that you go back and say, I would have done this differently. I would have done that differently if I had been in a better mindset. But unfortunately, in those moments, it's nearly impossible to be in a better mindset when we're struck with something like that. Every once in a while, though, when someone passes, there comes a moment where it seems like maybe they're coming back. Maybe they have a message for us from the other side. But what is that message? What are they looking for? What do they want to tell us? And how long does that window remain open for them to get those messages across to us on this side? That's the question we ask in our next story. Take a listen. I'm a listener all the way from New Zealand. And here's my story about the passing of my dear mom and the way that she cleverly communicated with me weeks after her death. My mother passed away after a painful battle with cancer in the early hours of New Year's Day 2014 at the age of 70. Mom and I always had a very close relationship. We were essentially each other's rock. We shared the same sense of humor, sensibilities. We were both educators, and we would speak every day, either on the phone or in person. She'd been in the hospital for 3 months prior to her death and suffered from not only the pain of cancer, but also from a constant barrage of painful and intrusive tests to find out what type of cancer it was, as the doctors didn't know. The way she was treated by the medical profession during that time was horrific and entirely a different story. She became unwell very quickly, and it had came as a complete shock to all of us and my family. She was a true survivor. A survivor of breast cancer when she was in her 30s. A survivor of domestic violence during my childhood. While she was going through a terrible time, our family firmly believed that she was going to beat this thing too. Sadly, she seemed to know otherwise. One day, a week before she passed, when I was adjusting the cool cloth on her head in an effort to keep her raging temperature down, she looked straight into my eyes, an image I have in my head to this very day, and said, "Trust me, to die on New Year's Day when everyone is away on holiday." I scoffed at this and tried to change the subject. I regretted this to the very day, but it's exactly what happened. I spent most of her last days with her at the hospital. However, I wasn't allowed to stay the night. She died alone in the hospital bed. That's another ache in my heart that I can never forget. I was broken, completely broken. I arrived at the hospital at 3 a.m. on New Year's Day to find that they had placed my mother in a storage room so as not to upset the other patients in her ward. I sat with her alongside my auntie and my stepfather. I held her hand and whispered in her ear that she was the best mother and grandmother anyone could have had. Those early days passed by like a dark cloud. I don't remember much, just the deep and unbearable pain in my heart. I wondered how could I ever be okay ever again. Our bond was so strong. I couldn't understand how we could no longer communicate, but it seems my clever mother had a plan. 3 weeks after her funeral, after crying myself to sleep, I found myself being very aware of myself lying in bed next to my softly snoring husband. I was awake, but I wasn't, if that makes sense. What happened next is one of the most incredible things that has ever happened to me. Starting with my feet, then my legs, my body began to fizz. I felt like my blood was like lemonade. That's the best way I can think to describe it. I felt warm and vibrational. I couldn't believe my husband wasn't waking up. Suddenly, in my left ear, I could hear a fizzing, which I soon realized was like a radio frequency noise, like a radio station that wasn't quite tuned in properly, or a bad telephone connection. Then I hear my mom's voice. The following is the actual dialogue. "Mom, it's so hard to get a hold of you. This is tricky to get this. Can you hear me? Mom, it's you. Mom, where are you? We miss you so much. Mom, I don't know. I'm sorry. What can I do, Mom, without you?" At this point, we start talking over each other, so there are things that she said that I missed. During this time, my body was fizzing and hot. I couldn't move, and even though it was Mom, I was scared. It was not a feeling that I ever experienced before. But then the most beautiful thing happened. I then asked her again, "Mom, where are you?" My mother made the happiest sigh and said, "Okay, Catherine, it's beautiful. We're not religious people." Mom thought of herself as agnostic. However, she was telling me that she was somewhere so beautiful that it took her breath away. As soon as she said the word beautiful, something shifted in me. I believe now it was my grief shifting. She tried to tell me more about where she was, but it felt like a bad telephone line. She kept cutting out, and I kept talking over her. This made me realize that I was not dreaming. This was really happening. Eventually, my body stopped fizzling, and the feeling passed. I immediately woke up my sleeping husband and told him everything that had just happened. He suggested I write the conversation down immediately, and I'm grateful for this, as it was recorded without any embellishment, whether conscious or otherwise. I was ecstatic. I believe that my mom and I found a way to communicate like this from now on. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 399 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to hear the rest of the stories and all 399 bonus episodes, in their entirety, binge away, commercial free. And on top of those, you also get all of our regular episodes, which actually number into the thousands. And get all of those, all of them commercial free, the full archive from almost 10 years of shows. On top of that, you also get advanced episodes of the show, all commercial free too. Where do you go to get this maddening amount of ghost stories? Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to everything I just talked about. Yes, check it out. Support us, keep us on the air, and enjoy all of these ghost stories with no ads. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Thanks for your support.